me and Mrs. Jones. It was Thursday afternoon, and already I was devising a story to get a jump on the weekend. Mrs. Jones dismissed English literature a little early, saying something about the sun and the moon and the spring. I couldn't imagine her being happy with just any man, at least not as long as she made appearances in my life. Although I must say oftentimes I wonder if she knows I exist, especially outside my own typewritten boundaries.